Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply, deeply, deeply grateful you chose to be with me on this, September the 18th, 2022. That's what this, this podcast is being aired for. We air them early because that's the way we are. It's just easier on us to air them, you know, early and make it available for everyone as soon as possible. Going to talk about the getting the it and whatever that it is. And when you look at the idea of the it, do you get it? It's kind of an inference that your intellectual capacity has been able to detect a meaning or has come to some conclusion, shall we say, of something that is being presented. And in the inner work that we do, most of us don't do much inner work in this country. We do a lot of speculation, assumption, presumption. We come to all sorts of interesting conclusions that have nothing to do with the subject matter often or what is really happening. So there's all sorts of things occurring constantly. So getting this it, as it were, is something of an anomaly when you think about the idea of dropping the intellect for a moment and being able to get the inference of something very profound that could be, might be, is happening that is different than maybe my common mediocre mental acuity could understand. There are some things, believe it or not, that I quote unquote get when I'm meditating and when I'm focused on something that is important, maybe the motive of someone or something that they have done, and I have to get it to understand them and why they would say or do what they say and do. Other times, I won't get that if I'm not meditative, and the things that I get through meditation are not the things that Greg would jump on or he would be able to assume. So for him, getting it is essential as he is a teacher and a student all at the same time. And I look at it as, wow, if I had just depended upon my ego, depended upon my intellect, I would have missed the whole kit and caboodle. So now I move very slow. I move very precisely. I move within myself. I don't seek to understand through the common means of Gregory Penn's intellect. I get emails every so often about getting it. And I got one from this gentleman named Sonny. He lives in Northern California, Upper Northern. That's all he wants to say. And he wrote me this, and I thought it would be very, very apropos. Listening to you as I have for a long time, I have to ask myself, do any of your students get it? What good do you do them if they don't? What good do you do them, he said, if they do? Now, that's an interesting question. And so, Sonny, I'm going to attempt to give you the full Monty here and show you the whole blooming thing, okay? It can be, since you asked, this can be very embarrassing. This can be very, well, if you want to take it that way, very demeaning. And I feel that most people are trying to avoid the truth of themselves, the facts of themselves, for the sake of launching an image and a likeness of themselves that is predicated on the idea that they're smart and no one pulls a fast one on them, that kind of thing. So I'm going to try to help here. Well, if you listen to me and you really listen, you will see, like I have seen for myself in me, that a part of us gets it and the other part of us rejects it. And that is a problem for most of us. There's a constant battle of getting and accepting, and there's a constant battle of getting and not liking what is being offered. And of course, then the battle begins, and rejection and name calling and all sorts of accusations start flying around the room. And then before you know it, it's over. We don't get anything. It's over. So you listen to me and you tell me you don't get it. What is it you assume you're to get? What space am I to fill in you to help you get it? You're looking for me to fall into the logic and reasoning of your mind that has been predicated on the whole idea of genetic dispositions that your ancestry determines. And then, of course, our ruthless DNA, which is always trying to get money, power, and objects. So with all of that being said, you're going to have to choose between the human part of you that is genetically predisposed and obsessed and compulsed with survival, DNA, over that which is not related to any of that, has no relationship with any of that, none whatsoever. You would call it irrelevant. And with that being said, that is the disposition you sit in, trying to take this, shall we say, more ethereal presentation and bring it into a logical, reasonable state of mind, thoughts that you can digest and tear apart or accept or whatever. With that being said, if you truly understand that, then you get why you don't get it. You don't get it because you're trying to merge what I am teaching you, which is out of the box, has nothing to do with your daily life, as it were, in the way you think from your genetics and DNA, with something that has immortal consequences to it. In fact, what I am teaching you is a part of the immortal. And that is something that most human beings with the pedestrian mentality that we have can't fathom, can't understand, can't even get near. So you're trying to do something impossible. And by doing this impossible thing, by trying to get this impossible, let's say, teaching, I'll give you one. Let's say, what was one? Oh, want nothing with all of your heart. That is what the Buddha taught. Jesus, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs, you know, is the kingdom of heaven. Those are just two simple ones. Now, if you understand them, you will miss. If you get them, you got it. And when you got it, you got it. To try to understand want nothing with all of your heart is an anomaly, a paradox that most people can't fathom, even come close to, because obviously the way it is written or said has consequences of misunderstanding, because you want, but when you want something, it's got to be a thing, not a nothing. And of course, that's where the disconnect comes. Now, how do you get it? Well, you have to be of a different ilk. You can't be the normal guy running around looking for stuff, looking for life to serve your logical, rational needs. You have to go beyond your mind. Now, when you tell someone that you have to go beyond your mind to get it, they get very, very skeptical. And I understand that. It also can be very embarrassing to realize that the mind is like a merry-go-round, as I've said many times, that goes around and around and around, going nowhere, just showing you different, shall we say, scenery, but still on a merry-go-round, going around and around and around, and seeing the same scenery over and over and over again, and that's as far as we go. Now, with that being said, and that being hopefully understood by you, honestly, Sonny, you've got to see that the mentality you have adopted through your genetic heritage is not serving you well, because it is not allowing you to comprehend, much less entertain, something out of the realm of your logic and reasoning. And with that, there can be no deeper understanding. There can be no awakening. There can be nothing new presented to you. Everything would have to be presented in the language and in the means of Sonny. And if it isn't, then to Sonny, it appears to be bullshit. There you are, as you put in your email to me. So, there you are with that. What good do my students get, you ask me? Most of them, if you looked at it from a biological, physiological, psychological, emotional premise, nothing. But if they can catch the it that has nothing to do with their logic and reasoning, then a great deal of potential is there. And the effort that I make is to plant seeds. I plant seeds in my students for them to germinate when the student is ready, ready for the seed to grow. Some seeds grow inside of them about themselves, about the state of this world, about their karma, very slowly. And it takes many, many lifetimes for them to, quote, unquote, get it. But then again, there are some students who hear it, mull it over, and it starts to grow in them. Does it grow into their mind in such a way where they act upon it? Very few. Very, very few. They're always, like you, in the battle between their logic and reasoning. What they believe in is right. What they believe in is wrong. What they think of as possible, what they think of as impossible. But one day or another, in some lifetime, this is all going to gel. And I know that sounds like pie in the sky. I get it. Most people would reject that. But the reason they would reject that and do the pie in the sky thing and all of that is because they don't get it. And it takes a long, long time for people to give up the company of their skepticism and bias in order to recognize something that is more profound than their everyday thoughts. To them, until then, this all sounds like insult and impossibility and all sorts of crazy stuff, but it isn't. And you can't help people over that bump. I can't. No one can. The Buddha couldn't. Jesus couldn't. No one can. You have to live this life and give it the treatment you want this life to have that will bring you either to your own awakening or not. And most people like to dabble in the fields of their own emotional, psychological futility, and that's as far as it ever goes with them. And there is nothing more to say but life goes on, obla-di, obla-da. And that's just the way it goes on. And that's the way people are. And what can I say? It is what it is. And when you know, you know. I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. I hope that helped you, Sonny. And if not, you know how to get a hold of me. I sent you the information. Just call me. Thank you. I'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.